Okay. So add to it here, brethren.
That guy's name you're trying to think of, Mark, it might have been Thomas Malthus. I was thinking that, and I thought, oh, I don't know if that's it. And then when Jeremy said something about the Malthusian theory or whatever, I thought, well, maybe that was the guy. It was from the 70s, I think. But anyway, I just had one thing to say today. And Mark, maybe you remember this guy's name. I can't remember his name. But there was a prophet, and it seems like he was back in the 50s or something like that. Anyway, there was this prophet that accurately predicted several things, like earthquakes or whatever it was. I can't remember. But anyway, this guy accurately predicted several things, and he said the last president of the United States will be a woman.
Yeah, I remember him saying that. And when Hillary Clinton was running, I thought, is this really going to happen?
That's what I was thinking too. We've had two near misses already, and it's on the horizon, man.
Well, you see, they've invented terms now. They've invented words that don't mean what they say. What is their term for despising women? It's some kind of a phobia. Well, I'll tell you what the homophobia is. Anybody that doesn't agree with the homosexual movement is a homophobic. Now, the meaning of the word phobia is a fear. Well, come on. We're not afraid of them. But what they're moving in is sin. So what do we have, a sinophobia too? Well, what's the term that they're using for the women?
It starts with an H also, I think. I know what it is, but I just can't think of it right now. But it's something like hermaphobia or something along that line.
Well, you see, this is the social movement that is coming up with all these words. And if you don't agree with them, you're a bigot. You're back in the 19th century, you know. The world is moving. You need to get with it.
They're calling it hate crimes. If we don't agree, it's a hate crime.
Yeah, but there's a special word, a special kind of phobia that's called people that think women should remain women.
My daughter says it's misogyny.
Yeah, misogyny. Yeah, that's it, misogyny.
That's what the women use whenever they're denied a job or any such thing as that. They use that term. Oh, that just like now they're using the racism and everything.
Well, let's see what's on our chat here. Well, I guess there isn't anything. Where? There what? It's nothing. So
I just had one comment about the white horse. Christ comes in on the white horse. The Antichrist comes in on a white horse. It's the counterfeit. It's the counterfeit. And so it's everything Antichrist. What all that stuff that you are reading, all those things are a counterfeit of the order that God has placed in the earth because of the hatred for God.
Yes.
Amen. I quite agree with Sister Connie. I believe that all the prophecies that men have given will come to naught. And I encourage us believers to look within, because God has given his word. He said the things that will come before his arrival will not be things that will be seen by the eyes. And they say, look, he is in the desert, or look, he is here. Say, don't mind them. So we are not going to look out for that. He said, in fact, I believe very strongly in the book of the word, in the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 26, where God says, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. So the coming, the end time, will be seen by men in the believers. So, and then shall they see the Son of Man. They talks about the world. Seeing the Son of Man coming in the clouds. The clouds are the people of God, both in heaven, those that passed, and those that are remaining, with great power and glory. God's power will be shown forth in this earth. That is when you and I will begin to command things, and they will be happening. Men will be afraid, will be amazed what God is going to do through his servants in the earth. That is the true prophecy. So whatever man is prophesying is a lie. It's a lie. So whether the last president is going to be a female in America or not is does not have any significance to what God is saying. So I think it's part of the lie that the enemy, or is part of the deception that the enemy is producing at this time to take away the hearts of men. But I believe, like we have had here, that we have been sealed. We won't buy into such prophecies. Praise God.
Amen.
Transgenderism is a stepping stone to transhumanism, which is something that we're all going to be dealing with very soon, too, with this new technology that Elon Musk is putting out. And it's all going to tie into this new monetary system, because they're getting ready to crash the current one. Cash is going to disappear and everything's going to become digital. And at some point, they're going to require you to have one of these chips implanted into you to even access your banking account, or all your medical records and such will be all on this chip. So me personally, I think this is the physical mark of the beast that's coming, and they're pushing at it hard.
Could very well be. And the COVID experiment was to see how much control they could really get. I think they got quite a bit of it.
I believe that was their test run. I think they got something way more diabolical coming.
Well, fella was texting me the other day about some things, and we were talking about deception, and I texted back and I said, at least half of the population of America is already under deception. And he said, you're being very generous. And I said, no, they're called Democrats.
Yeah, Brother Mark,
yes.
I believe Jeremiah chapter 17, Jeremiah 17 from verse 5, thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. I believe this white horse that comes with all the promises, all the good news about tomorrow, 2025.
Yeah.
In Nigeria, we have election year 2027, and the politicians are already out there on the streets. They're promising to bring change. At my age, I've seen a few of them. I've seen a few of election years in Nigeria, and not one of them has come close to anything they promised during their campaigns. And unfortunately, the churches spend time to pray for good governance in this world through any of the politicians they support. And it is such a shame that we have neglected the truth of God's word. Like I've read out in this Jeremiah 17. And get back into the scriptures. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody can get anything good from God except through Jesus Christ. And this stand of mine is so strong that I don't see any good thing coming from any false believer that thinks any political party can change the situation in Nigeria here, nor in the world, as we see. So this white horse, I think his real name is that deception. That deception has gone into the fabrics of children unborn, such that the whole man, the whole of human race lies hopeless, trusting in the next election. Distance itself from people that carry the Bible and preach for politicians to change this world. That's my contribution, brethren.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.
Getting a Christian president is not our salvation.
There is no Christian, a real Christian that will become a president. Once you are a politician, you are out of the way.
Yeah, that's good, Opie. So, do we have everything that God would have for today?
I was thinking about when you were speaking about this four angels, this four wind of heaven. I think it's good for us to read about them in Psalm 91 to really see our part in our days, because we don't have any days anymore. We are coming into our Father's Day. And in that day, he's speaking about in Psalm 91. And if you look at verse 11, then you see what he is doing with the army of heaven for us. For he shall give his angel charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. And this is a promise. This is a prophecy to our soul, brethren. But why is he speaking about this in that way? If you go a little bit back and to verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. This is a promise. This is a promise to me. It's a promise to you. This is a word and a promise of God to stand on. And you can see that the simply revelation from God is really a revelation to know him better. And even in the beginning, just think about it. In the beginning, when in Genesis chapter 2, he says, and the river went out from Eden to water the garden. We know that Songs of Solomon speaks about the bride as the garden. Our soul is a garden of God. And there came a mighty water, mighty, mighty river that was flowing from Eden into this garden. Isn't that that have been happening? The mighty Spirit of God have been flowing from our spirit into our soul to make a change there, to let everything grow again in a new way. Now our souls start to be prosper in everything that God have for us. Not with money, but with life of God. The life of God coming, flowing into every area in our soul. What a prosperity. It is the only real prosperity given. And what happened in the garden when this river came into the garden? It says, and from their fence it was pardoned and become into four heads. This mighty river that is flowing from God's Spirit into our soul, it's divided into four different areas, four different places. It's our mind and our motion in our will and our desire. That is the way that the Spirit of God is flowing in our life, in our soul today, in a four different direction. The first place to run into was Pison. It was where you could find the gold, the glory, the value of God, what God have in this time. It is the only land that was he was mentioned that there was some value into the gold. So he gave in the beginning very simple revelation of what is happening in our soul. When the water of God came from Eden into a garden, that is how the Spirit of God flows from our spirit into our soul. To change it to everything that is within our soul is not growing according to that water. Was the garden in Eden? Yes. Was Eden in the garden? Yes, it came into the garden as a mighty river. this mighty river was now flowing. The mighty river of God have been flowing into our spirit and into our soul to let everything grow according to him. And it and runs from that place in every direction around us. So this is what I had, because I think this four direction is within us, that is the anointing of God within us. But there is anointing of God above us, and that is what we called the wind that is blowing in a four direction. In Songs of Solomon, he says, "Come, O north wind, and blow upon the garden the south wind." We need first to have this north wind. It brings tribulation into our soul. Our soul needs tribulation, brethren. We need to have the tribulation to be changed. Because when tribulation is hitting us, we cry out. He is waiting for this cry to come up to him. And when the cry of our soul start to come up before the throne of God, the south wind will come. So, blessing to you all.
Amen.
Amen. Blessings to you too.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Daniel.
And by the way, about this trance, I was captured in a woman's body. And that I have that experience. I was captured in woman's body for 9 months, and then I was born.
Yes. Amen. Well, we're just exposing the lies of Satan, and it is a big wind, and it's beginning to blow. And it's beginning to affect the younger generation. They're beginning to say, well, this is just the way things are. This is the way people are, you know. But it is, anything against the order of God is rebellion. And it's deception. And it's really about the only way that Satan really has power is through deception, through the lies that come through his mouth. So let us take heed and let us strongly proclaim against it. Amen. You can call me a bigot if you like. It doesn't matter. I'm a bigot that believes in the Word of God. So, I guess we can say goodbye. Where's the goodbye button? Here it is.
Thank you. Goodbye. Bye, brother.
Yeah. Oh, I better turn the recording off.